Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news this hour. In Huron County District Court, Leobardo Garcia Menendez was formally arraigned by Judge Ferris for a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The alleged incident occurred on or about May 21st of this year. The OWI charge carries significant potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail and fines ranging from $100 to $500, up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle immobilization, ignition interlock services, and license sanctions from the Secretary of State. During that arraignment, attorney Michael Murawski represented Menendez for the initial proceedings. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Following the arraignment, Kyle O'Mara has been appointed to represent Menendez for the remainder of the case. The court had established a clear timeline for the upcoming legal process. The prosecutor was mandated to provide a completed plea offer form along with all discovery, witness list, and exhibit list by June 10th. A critical plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 30th at 1 p.m. He is required to attend this hearing in person as it marks the final date for entering a plea or filing any motions in his case. Bond was set at $3,500, requiring a 10% payment of $350 for his release. The bond comes with stringent conditions aimed at ensuring public safety and compliance. Menendez is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. He's also barred from entering establishments where it's sold or served, even for on-premises consumption such as bars and restaurants, and from any locations where that is used or possessed. Furthermore, he must comply with pretrial services and adhere to all recommendations regarding random drug and alcohol testing. And police say officers were conducting a traffic stop near South Washington Avenue and Weber Street around 12:15 a.m. when they heard multiple gunshots coming from a nearby party store parking lot. Responding officers found a man with a gunshot wound at the scene. He was treated by emergency crews and taken to a local hospital, where he later died. Investigators say a second shooting victim later arrived at a hospital in a private vehicle. That man is reported to be in stable condition. The case is still being investigated as a homicide by the Saginaw Police Department and detectives with the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit. Authorities say no arrests have been made and the investigation is remaining ongoing. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1289 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-5245. And Michigan lawmakers are highlighting major new investments aimed at expanding operations at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin say the state has approved $152 million for upgrades tied to the future arrival of the F-15EX fighter jets and the KC-46A refueling tankers. The senators say the funding will help prepare the base for next-generation aircraft and support nearly $1 billion in additional federal infrastructure improvements planned over the next several years. Federal funding already secured includes runway and taxiway upgrades, along with $20 million in military construction money to support the new missions. Officials say the Air Force plans to station 21 F-15EX aircraft at Selfridge Air Force Base, while a separate tanker mission will bring in a squadron of 12 KC-46A aircraft to the base. Peters and Slotkin say the investments are expected to strengthen Michigan's role in national defense while boosting economic activity in Macomb County and attracting additional defense-related businesses to the region. The lawmakers have also backed pilot training support and broader efforts to modernize the base. In addition, Peters recently secured federal funding for a Department of Homeland Security Northern Border Mission Center located at Selfridge to coordinate border security operations with federal, state, local, and tribal partners. And we'll return right after this.
My name is Jessica Testelin-Ranke. I am the Huron County Circuit Court referee. I am proud to be an American, free to worship as I choose, own a gun, and for people who come before the courts to have the freedoms and rights of the United States Constitution guaranteed. On Memorial Day, we are reminded that freedom isn't free. My grandpa, uncle, and aunt all served honorably and thankfully came home. Many did not. I want to express my appreciation for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. 280 Huron County service members died protecting our freedoms. On Memorial Day, we all honor those who gave their lives so we can be free.
Paid for by Jessica Testelin-Ranke for Huron County Probate Judge.
And we're back with more news. Senior leadership within the Food and Drug Administration Center for Tobacco Products expressed profound surprise following a sudden policy shift that broadens authorization for various e-cigarettes and nicotine pouches in the U.S. market. Internal documents and statements suggest that career health officials and scientists were not fully briefed prior to the finalization of the regulatory decision. The policy change has drawn immediate scrutiny from public health advocacy groups who express concern over youth accessibility to high nicotine products. Conversely, proponents argue that expanded access offers adult smokers necessary alternative pathways to traditional combustible tobacco products. And Turkish President has confirmed during a multi-nation leadership call that Turkey is fully prepared to provide logistical and political support to facilitate the proposed U.S.-Iran peace framework. The president emphasized that during the securing unrestricted transit through the Strait of Hormuz is essential for stabilizing both regional security and the global economy. Turkey's geographic position makes it a critical stakeholder in the economic realignments that would follow the lifting of the energy sanctions on Iran. Turkish diplomat teams are coordinating with regional neighbors to ensure cross-border trade networks can resume safe operations seamlessly. And we'll return right after this for a look at our precision weather forecast with Steve Adamson.
Your car's been loyal. It starts when you ask it to, gets you where you need to go, and doesn't ask for much. But this summer, it might be getting replaced. It's time, and change is good, especially when that change is a classic Corvette. Thumb Broadcasting is giving away a bright red 1990 Chevy Corvette with a gray leather interior, pop-up headlights, a digital dashboard, and a removable roof that was made for summer drives. Under the hood, it's got real muscle. 345 pound-feet of torque delivered through a 4-speed automatic transmission, so it looks good and moves good. And if you win, your current car knows exactly where it stands. Errands turn into excuses to drive, commutes feel a little shorter, and the garage suddenly feels like the best room in the house. You can sign up to win at area events all summer long, or listen for your chance to win on WLEW Cruise 102.1 FM, 94.1 FM WHST, and 1340 AM WLEW, the Thumb's hottest country. You must be 18 years or older to enter, no purchase necessary. Your car's done a good job, but competition has arrived.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Memorial Day. ABC Oil and Gas, Clemco Printing, Ozentoski Farm Equipment, Thumb Area Transit, McKenzie Jewelers, Schur Primary Care, all of Bad Axe, and Volmer Ready Mix of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Other sponsors include Brown's Home Inspections of Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.